Greetings, fellow geeks, and welcome to a turkey-tastic episode of the Nerd Extravaganza podcast. Episode 131 begins now. I'm Brian.
I'm Cam.
And I'm Chris.
And we are here tonight to talk about the upcoming holiday season and this year's Black Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday trend. But first, let's tackle our Geekly Weekly Weekly Geekly Roundup. Cam, what have you been up to?
Well, this week, you know, as I talked about last week, I waited on my brother to get into town for the holiday, and we went and saw Mockingjay, which definitely wasn't as good as the first two. Felt sort of like a money grab. Just had a hurry up and wait kind of feeling because, you know, they broke up the last movie into two movies, which, you know, as I said, seemed like quite a money grab. But it's full of great actors, so that was good. You know, it wasn't horrible. Makes you look forward to the next one, of course.
The next one that should not be.
Exactly. What surprised me most, I guess, about it was there was a lot of violence, especially for a movie that's target demographic is teens and tweeners, if you want to call them. It was a lot of violence. You know, and the books are pretty violent, but it's one thing to read it and then another thing to see it on the screen. It was a mandatory watch, and, you know, I don't feel cheated, but at the same time, they probably could have not done with both and just had the two movies combined.
Quick question. Do you think the same thing when you're watching The Hobbit?
Absolutely. But I think with The Hobbit, it's compounded by the fact that there's such a departure from the actual literature. Tolkien's works were huge. And so if they were actually being true to the literature, it'd be a lot more palatable if they were breaking it up into more movies. But for them to break it up into more movies and then not even and then just add things out of nowhere and things that wouldn't even, you know, have been possible or that anyone would have dreamt of from the literary works, I think that compounds the issue. At least in the Hunger Games realm, they're staying sort of true to the literature. But, you know, either way, like I said, it's a money grab.
I did some reading this week just because I was interested in the, you know, Battle of the Five Armies is coming out soon. And it turns out that there is precedent for Turiel existing in the books because apparently on a cocktail napkin, he had written the name Turiel and sketched out a little female elf that was in love with Legolas.
Really?
No.
I didn't think so.
Brian, you get us again.
I bet someone that hears this is going to put that on eBay and some fool will probably buy it. I guess aside from Mockingjay, just did some Thanksgiving prep. I'm the cook of the household. Pretty small group. It's just me, my mom, and my brother. And we invited one other friend over who's in town and can't go home for the holidays. Just did some online shopping in advance of Black Friday because a lot of the online game retailers are really going at it in terms of their pricing when it comes to tabletop games. So picked up a few little gems there for some great prices, and that's pretty much been my week.
Mockingjay and cheap games. Sounds exciting. What about you, Chris? Anything fun?
Well, for my date night, we went and we saw Big Hero 6. It was a fun movie, you know, especially if you're the geeky sort. I think it is a cute date movie. Of course, it's, you know, aimed at a slightly younger audience. But, yeah, it was good heart to it. And the women, they just love the Baymax. He's a big kind of marshmallowy, cushy sort of robot, believe it or not.
We talked about on last week's episode that I had seen it as well, and I really enjoyed it. And Baymax was definitely the star of the show.
Definitely. On top of that, I read something where people were really kind of, you know, very proud about the diversity in the movie. Even putting Baymax kind of in the same category as Drax, as a person to represent somebody who's autistic.
Huh. That's an interesting take. But, you know, you bring up an interesting point as far as the diversity. I found it a little bit weird and maybe even condescending. I'm not an Asian American, but if I was, it was a little weird to me that the world that Big Hero was set in is, I think they called it Tokyo Francisco or something like it was
San Francisco.
It was an amalgamation of like Tokyo and San Francisco, and the characters look sort of American, sort of Japanese. I don't know where they were trying to go with that, but, you know, and like I said, I'm not an Asian American, but I'd be interested to know if there was some feelings of like, well, why couldn't it just have been, you know, Japanese?
I'm sure there is. And, you know, and compared to like the original actual movie team up, which I have like no emotional attachment to. So that was fine for me. They're very, yeah, it's the only thing they really share is that there's a kid who has power armor connected to his robot. Everyone else is just out the window.
Yeah, that was a little odd to me. But, hey, you know, I mean, I haven't seen much about it, so I don't know that many people are caring about it.
I mean, exactly. Well, like, Silver Samurai is actually part of that team. You know, the dude that, like, likes to beat up on Wolverine. Or he was in Wolverine, the last one, as a villain, no less.
Yeah, the guy that Wolverine saved and then wanted to take his power.
So, Brian, how did your Geekly Weekly go?
Well, I mentioned Chibi-Paw in my last episode. You guys know that I do the cosplay photography, the cosplay fashion photography with my buddy Lester. And that was actually a really good show for us. I think it's really starting to kind of sink its claws in that cosplay photography is not necessarily, hey, can I get your picture? Thanks, snap, and run off. There's a lot of people interested in taking it a little bit more seriously. I think some of the costumes are just amazingly quality. It's very interesting art. And I think people are taking it that way instead of just like, oh, you know, creepy guy with a camera in a hallway or something like that. It's kind of neat to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I've worked together on some of those projects, and it's becoming a lot more accepted, and at the same time, it's gaining in popularity because, you know, cosplay is only gaining in popularity, and it's definitely piggybacking on that, I believe.
That's one of my little things I do on the internet is if I see a cosplay video, I like to, you know, see it because the music's usually pretty cool, and the costumes are awesome, and you see cool people acting silly. Which is, you know, it's nice to see people that they don't have to feel like if they're trying to be cool and attractive that they have to be all kind of like doing the usual club thing that they're getting in costumes and just being themselves.
Chibi-Paw is a really interesting con to me because if I'm honest about it, there's not a whole lot to do there. And I think actually that's a good thing because I think it frees people up to do whatever they want, to have fun. So it's a great excuse to get together, get dressed up, and then just socialize instead of like, well, I'm going to go meet this. I have to go be here. This starts at 3. It's much more free form, and I think it, I don't know, it sets people free, like, to have fun.
Absolutely. And like we talked about last week, it's such a cool little con because it knows its niche, it sticks to it, and you see some really killer work done by people on their cosplays. It's always fun every year.
Cam, I'm sure you spent at least a few bucks at the vendor's room at Chibi-Paw, and you mentioned you've already got a head start on your Christmas shopping. Are you a Black Friday goer?
No, absolutely not. I absolutely abhor Black Friday. I stay home or I game with friends or I do anything I can to avoid the Black Friday lemming rush, but I do support Small Business Saturday, which is important, and that is this Saturday.
Very nice.
For everyone who doesn't know. I also am a huge Cyber Monday. I mean, who doesn't shop online? But I typically take care of most of my shopping online, and you know, there are a few things that I probably could have picked up online, but I know I'll pick up on Small Business Saturday. So I held off on that, but otherwise, pretty much got all of my Christmas shopping knocked out, and I put my list together for Santa, and I hope that I'm not ruining anyone's childhood by saying that Santa is my mother and brother. But, you know, I'm really excited about some things this year. Just the popularity, the culture, and everything growing, there's just leads to so many new products and really cool things. I really, really want to get my hands on a Back to the Future flux capacitor watch. Brian, you know I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. There's several Doctor Who items I've asked for this year. And I might actually take the plunge and ask for a 3D printer this year.
Do you have a model in mind or just any kind of 3D printer?
Definitely have some ideas. I don't want to break the bank because it's, you know, it's going to be my mom and my brother picking up the tab on this one. But, you know, I don't need anything too crazy. I don't plan on, you know, making industrial items or, you know, trying to use it for retail or anything like that. I just have a few things that I have in mind that I want to try out, and so I'm looking at probably something mid-range. I'm still researching models, but I've got a few on my short list, and I'm sure I'll come up with the final one before the end of the week.
Has MakerBot made that short list?
Absolutely. That's right there.
You know, that actually reminds me of a conversation I have with two or three of my geeky buddies every year, because we like this high-tech stuff, we really get into the details of what we're doing. So a lot of times it's like, you know what, honey, bro, sis, don't go into Best Buy and just grab something. Why don't you just give me the cash so then I can get what I want? Because you're just going to go up to the salesperson and say, what's the coolest thing you can give me? And then they'll sell you something. And then it's not what I want, because I know what I want, because I research this stuff all the time, because that's my hobby, my passion.
Oh, Chris, you hit the nail right on the head. That's why I have to be so diligent in researching exactly what I want, because my brother is pretty savvy, but my mother is, like, she just got a smartphone, like, at the beginning of this year. And, you know, she calls me every day. She's the type of person that will call me and say, you know, how do you get onto the Google? And it's just she's not tech savvy at all. So anything I specifically want, I actually go to the website, put it in a link, and send all the links to her in an email. She can handle that. But, you know, asking anything more is a little much.
The links will get me to the Google, right?
Exactly.
I have probably told this story before, but I'll take the chance again. It is just a weird annual problem I have. I will ask for a movie, and my mother will get some insanely rare 1950s original copy of the movie that movie I wanted was based on. She never actually gets the version. Like, I asked for Ronin one year, and she came back with, like, Robert De Niro's Ronin instead of, you know, like, obviously I wanted, like, an anime thing. And one year it was Gone in 60 Seconds. Did you even know that was a remake?
No.
I had no idea.
There's an original Gone in 60 Seconds, which was a huge, like, 70s exploitation excuse to blow up cars film.
Wow.
So it was an awesome gift. I didn't know it existed. It was fun to watch, but it's just funny how mom cannot get what you actually mean.
Well, like I was about to say, I thought it was kind of cool that in a weird way you get kind of a cooler gift, because you get what you thought you wanted and then find out it's something even deeper way back, you know?
Yeah, that one in particular was really neat, because Ronin with Robert De Niro was, you know, at least that wasn't that great. But the original Gone in 60 Seconds without Nick Cage was, I had no idea.
Well, my suggestion to you is to ask for Seven Samurai, thinking of the anime, and then you just can't go wrong.
Who knows what I'll get?
You might get The Last Samurai, which would be,
terrible. Yeah.
Right. Ouch.
Tom Cruise. Ugh. But, you know, Ronin, it's funny that you bring that up. I believe Ronin was actually a remake, or at least a spinoff of the movie, the older movie called The French Connection, which is a classic, obviously. I think that, speaking of remakes, that was spun off from The French Connection.
Now, it would have been cool if Mom had brought that home. You wanted Ronin, but here's the original, French Connection.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys know what's on my list, hint, hint. What about you, Chris? What's on your list, and do you plan on braving the perils of Black Friday shopping this year?
No, I avoid Black Friday. I go online, mostly because most of my family is out of state, and I'm known as the uncle that sends the cool board games.
Nice.
When you think about it, it actually is a great way to do a gift, because you buy one gift and it's for the whole family. So I'm debating whether I should say what I got for my sister's family.
You will regret it. It will be the only time she ever listens to this show, and it will ruin the surprise.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, she knows what it is. She knows it's a game. She doesn't know what game it is. But, I mean, it goes way back to at one point, some of the games I got her Catan, and she's a teacher, and she actually spent some time trying to write up a grant proposal so she could actually get a grant to buy more games for her school because of Settlers. Of course, a funny little spin on that tradition, especially when I actually am up there for Christmas, is I buy stuff for the kids, and it's all the adults that are playing it by the time we get done at the end of the day. But I've done the things in the past. I've done a Ticket to Ride. I already mentioned Settlers.
Can you give us a hint on this year's game?
Well, the hint I can give you two is you've already played it.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes. Whoops.
Have we played it in the recent era, or has this been, is this going back a ways?
No, we've played it probably in the past month or so.
All right.
My youngest brother and I share a lot of hobbies and passions, so I actually had to say, bro, come on, could you please give me a list of what you've got? And he did one better. He gave me a list of what he had and what he has access to.
Hmm.
That made it a little more difficult, but I managed.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I would have just said, what do you want?
Made it knowing easy. My brother, he'd have been like, whatever you want to get me, it's fine. You know, that kind of. He's the worst guy to ask about where you want to go for a restaurant.
Bananagrams. Congratulations.
No, actually, the game I sent him was one of the suggestions that you actually liked, Brian. Just to let the audience know, I have a little bit of a reputation. Nobody knows what I'm going to put on the table, and sometimes they love it, and sometimes they're kind of like, what is this? And I'll be like, well, this was the thing that inspired this. And they're like, well, now we can see why the new thing has replaced it, because this is kind of, it's okay.
I admire you for sticking to the old crap, though.
I got to get the dust off the shelf, man. I got to get off the shelf, you know. And it's a little bit of gaming heritage, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes the classics just can't be beat.
Oh, don't ask Brian about that. He'll disagree.
What about you, Brian? What did you have on your Christmas list? And are you going to be doing any shopping on Friday?
Well, I thought I would be the only one to mention Small Business Saturday, but since you brought it up, I will second that. I will definitely be doing that. I try to eat locally, especially on that day. Definitely shop locally, and I push it as much as I can. I'm usually, you know, like I said, like telling folks about it. I've never heard of that. What is it? And in case you don't know, if you do use your American Express, right?
Yep.
Yes.
They will pay you to shop on that day. American Express will give you money to shop on that day.
Yeah, it's a super deal. It's a really good deal.
It's $10 if you spend $25, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of game store owners are definitely pushing. What is it again? Our favorite local guy, he already told me. He said, come in Saturday, please, because you'll get more money if you have an American Express card.
Yeah, Brian, AGS, you can say it.
Oh, okay, I didn't. Funny enough, you thought you were going to be the only one to mention it, and I was going to actually mention that, hey, you know, Brian at AGS said, hey, come on down. Break out your American Express.
The Adventure Game Store is definitely one of my stops on Saturday, for sure.
And if you're in the market for any books, one of my favorite bookstores is in the same plaza, and they always participate in Small Business Saturday, second edition.
Yeah, great. I've been there.
Yeah, great store.
Great place. Great Christmas gifts, by the way. I mean, who doesn't like a book? Well, if they don't like books, why are you associating with them?
That's the better question.
And and she always gets like the bags with the logos on it for a Small Business Saturday. I like that a lot. I'm a sucker for storage.
And they have a very friendly cat that you can play with as well.
The Great Catsby.
Yes.
Oh, good grief. Every time we go there, my girlfriend has to make a detour to play with the cat.
But to answer your actual question, you guys probably know that I have been in retail in some form or another most of my adult life. And having quit recently to become a starving artist, I am not doing shit this Black Friday. I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. just so I can park before the crowds arrive, just to get to my job, just to deal with the crowds when I leave again. I'm not sitting in traffic for 3 hours on Friday evening just to get home. I am going to love it.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Brian. I will be right there with you. Well, not right there with you at your house, but I will be at my house under the covers, probably playing through BioShock Infinite again, just watching the lemming run on the news, because, you know, every Black Friday there's some sort of trampling or fight or shooting or something that goes on. I will be as far away from that as possible.
I will be probably at my desk procrastinating from trying to write my little bit of wordage for the day by watching all the YouTube Black Friday parody videos.
Those are always fun, too. Speaking of crazy things in the news, unrelated to Black Friday, came across a few funny stories on my trolling of the internet this week that I thought the listeners might enjoy. The first one is, and I left this out of my Geekly Weekly roundup, but it definitely is on my Christmas list. Apparently, some independent entrepreneurs have created a Lego strip club. It is called the Foxy Blocks. And retails for $275. It is unofficial, of course. It's not a official Lego product. But if you love Legos like me, and you've always dreamed of having a Lego strip club. Now you can have one.
I gotta admit, when you said Lego strip club, I really saw, like, in my head, just people grinding on where stripper poles and, like, sitting in very uncomfortable chairs with pegs in all the wrong places. And
you know, and an actual strip club decorated in Lego theme that would be wrong.
Especially given it's a kid's toy, yeah, but you know, it might attract a geekier crowd if there was one in real life. You never know. Another interesting story I caught in the news today is that there is a new video game controller that's been created. It's called the Bloodsport. It actually draws real blood from you when you get killed or shot in a game. Once you get shot or once you get killed, instead of it rumbling, it will actually draw blood from you. It's not something I think that's been created for home use. It's more of a altruistic device that will be taken around by people that are looking for blood donations, taken to different cons, game tournaments, things like that. And it's just sort of a fun, cool way to get people to give blood in a non-traditional way. And you can do it while you're gaming. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'm always a fan of blood drives and giving blood. It's super important to people with diseases that need blood. And the blood supply, unfortunately, is always low in this country. The other funny story I saw in the news is that, not so funny. Sony is offering a $25 cash check or a $50 voucher for anyone that purchased a PS Vita before June 1st, 2012, because it was such an insane flop. Basically, because their marketing was so misleading leading up to the launch of PS Vita, they've basically admitted that they misled their customers and they want to try to make good. So if you were a purchaser of a PS Vita before June 1st, 2012, I would go onto Sony's website and claim your voucher or claim your $25 check.
Wow.
I'm kind of speechless. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, hope that PSN doesn't get hacked again.
I was reading today, maybe not. I guess Sony denies it, but then they said, like, whoever did it, oh, yeah, we did. We'll do it again.
Yeah, they're denying it, but everything I've seen, not on the Sony site or their mainstream media sites, is that they got hit with the DDoS attack.
I think it's almost easier to admit it at this point. It's happening. It got us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just fueling the fire if you're saying you're not doing it, because then, you know, you're going to get hit by the same people again probably, and then other people that want to prove that, hey, if you didn't, then here, we can do it. And speaking of huge corporations that want to stick their hand in your pocket, Twitter will start tracking the apps on your phone. They are claiming it's because they want to bring you a better Twitter experience. But, of course, they're looking for more revenue, and they're probably going to follow the Facebook model and use that information for their advertising revenue. So if you have Twitter on your phone, be ready to have that information shared with Twitter, and probably sold in somewhat of a fire sale before the end of the year.
If I may add, if it's free, you're not the consumer, you're the product.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
I am amazed that people don't object to that.
Well, for me, I'm feeling pretty safe because I've had trouble trying to wrap my head around Twitter. I mean, I've tried to do it on my PC, but it's not been on my phone. My phone is kind of old, and I want to get a new one, especially so I can, like, when I go to the gym, I can check out Netflix, because when I'm at the gym and I'm running and I'm watching Netflix, that half-hour run goes in a heartbeat. I probably should have said an hour run, right, guys? Speaking of, you know, Netflix, they have to kind of rotate things in and out depending on their contracts and stuff. So, and it is one of my tech vice is streaming video and watching it. So for December, these are kind of the things that are coming back in circulation for Netflix. You know, they got some classics coming up like American Beauty and the guilty classics like A Knight's Tale. Knights of Badassdom is on there. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but that was kind of a very geeky movie that Miramax held up for forever. It has Peter Dinklage, it has Summer Glau, and it has, what's his face, the guy from True Blood who plays Jason Stackhouse. And it's very much an homage to like the 1980 horror movies. It's very entertaining. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Oculus, which was the Karen Gillan horror movie that came out just earlier this year. Wow, that went straight to Netflix already? American Horror Story, the second season where they're all being witches, Sharknado 2, and another guilty pleasure would probably be The Eye Frankenstein that came out this year. Finally, for me, Broad Street came out. I'm sorry, not Broad Street, Broad Church, which was a murder mystery that was done in the UK, starring David Tennant. And the reason why I got it confused is it's called Grace Point on Fox right now. Grace Point is basically just an American remake of Broad Church.
And it also stars David Tennant.
Yeah, and he's great in that. So I want to see how he could be without having to fake an American accent.
Huge David Tennant fan, obviously, from my Doctor Who obsession. He is my favorite Doctor. Huge Netflix fan as well. But what is this gym that you speak of?
He's a friend of mine. He makes me go work out.
What's he been in?
Yeah, what's he been in? I don't know that word, gym.
I think he might have been in a couple of classics. And what was it? That really weird movie that was the real story based on the muscle-bound idiots that were trying to fleece the millionaire for money.
Oh,
Dwayne Johnson in it.
The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. Something like No Pain, No Gain.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, if somebody in the comment section wants to verify for us that would be great.
We love all mail. All mail and all posts, even hate mail.
Oh, I have to make one quick dive back in. It looks like Marco Polo is also going to be available halfway through the month. Marco Polo is a Netflix original, which evidently looks like it's going to be about sexy martial arts.
Mm.
It's got like a Game of Thrones vibe with martial arts replacing magic.
Interesting.
Netflix sounds like a great way to celebrate missing the crowds this Friday. And that's all we got. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We hope you'll see us next week. Please remember to follow us and comment on iTunes. Don't forget, if you prefer a streaming solution, check us out on Stitcher.com.
Or you can stay in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, +1us on G+, or Instagram.
And don't forget to visit nerdstravaganza.com for all our back episodes. And also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at nerdstravaganza@gmail.com.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Take care, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, so one moment. Chris, is your mic high?
What do you mean by a high?
Near your nose.
Yeah, I keep
hearing. Am I breathing heavy or something? Yep, there we go, right?
Yeah.
That is me stifling a chuckle or a... Yeah, that's me stifling a chuckle.